بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثاني عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أيضا أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول: اللهم لك أسلمت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت إلى آخر الحديث. We read the hadith in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua, in which the contents of this dua is that he totally surrendered to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and showed all the great qualities of Allah, and from our side that we have to totally surrender to Allah ta'ala. And this chapter of yaqeen, to have full trust in Allah ta'ala, and tawakkul, to depend solely only on Allah, which this hadith, this dua teaches us. Further, with regard to that, to submit before Allah, which comes in this hadith, means that a person yields to the command of Allah and is pleased with it. That whatever command of Allah has given to us, we accept that command wholeheartedly, and in fact we are pleased with it. And one easy method of developing this, whatever command we are fulfilling, for example namaz, we actually say to ourselves, speaking to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, I'm very pleased that you have given us this command of namaz, zakat, whatever command we are fulfilling. And O Allah, I am pleased, I am very thankful to you. I appreciate that you are giving me the tawfiq of doing this amal. In that way, we will become pleased with every command of Allah, and Allah loves this very greatly, and that is the reality. And it is that we will have reached the truth and reality. So we should try all the ibadat that we do, all the commands of Allah that we fulfill, that, O Allah, I'm pleased you have commanded us with this, and O Allah, I'm so thankful to you that you are giving me the opportunity of fulfilling this command. For example, we have performed our Fajr namaz, and there are so many others who unfortunately did not get up, did not come to the masjid for the Fajr namaz. It's only by Allah's tawfiq that He brought us, and we should be very thankful to Allah Ta'ala, not look down upon any person, make dua for everyone. And how much effort we can make, we should make effort also that everyone is present for Fajr. To trust in Allah means to rely on Allah Ta'ala's planning in all matters, and not to rely on one's own plans and strength. That is, which comes in this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I fully trust only in you. This means that whatever Allah has planned, we fully accept that wholeheartedly. And it may be initially that it seems that it is against our interest and against our well-being, but whatever Allah plans is only for the good. Like, for example, the instance of that king who used to like to go for his hunting. On one occasion, when he just started his hunting trip, he should go with one of his ministers, his close ministers. So the king got hurt and cut himself between the thumb and the forefinger. And of course, just when you do get cut, it burns a lot, it pains a lot. And the minister had the habit of saying, whatever Allah does is good. So he said that at that time, the king became very angry and upset. I'm cut, I've hurt myself, and I want to go on this hunting trip, and you are saying it's very good. So the king ordered that he must be put into jail. And then again he said, whatever Allah does is very good. Anyway, the king went on for his hunting trip. He went beyond his boundaries, and they were in the next country, there were cannibals, man-eaters. So they caught hold of the king and they were going to eat him. But they also had certain Masail rules, like we have for Qurbani, like the animal must have a tail, etc. The eyesight must be proper, various rules. So when they checked up, they saw he's not fit for Qurbani, and they can't eat him up, so they set him free. Then he realized that Allah just gave me a small cut and my life got saved. Otherwise, they should eat me up alive. And then he came back and he said that a minister free from jail, he gave him VIP red carpet treatment and set him free. And told him, now I realize what you said, that small cut, but it was just good for me. But what was good, I sent you in jail. You said that also is very good. He said, King, you know that we're always together. When you got caught, I should have been caught with you also. You should have got away because you had that little cut. But my body, I got no fault and no cut on my body. They should have eaten me up. I stayed 3 days in jail and I got saved. So we can't understand the planning of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's planning is only good, though initially we might think it's harmful, whether it's an illness, whether it's financial problems, whether it's domestic problems, fights, etc. But what Allah plans is only good, so to submit to Allah. That is the important thing, that in all matters, as far as asbab and means are concerned, we are fully permitted to try and come out of our problem, but inside we know it is from Allah, and Allah only decrees the best for us. To focus one's attention to Allah, which comes also in this hadith, means to focus upon the worship of Allah and towards that which leads one closer to Him. At all times in our life, whatever we are engaged with, busy with, but to focus on the worship of Allah to acquire the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We must not lose focus of that. No matter what happens around us, there are so many instances that people face so many odds of this world, but they carried on their namaz with jamaat. They left everything aside, whatever problems there were, in whichever way, but they carried on and they focused on the ibadat of Allah. Unfortunately, the smallest thing that distracts us, and we forget our ibadat, we forget what we have to do, and we start focusing on side issues, minor issues, which in our mind are very major and very big. The biggest issue is the deen of Allah, namaz, etc. That is the biggest issue. And in all matters, we just because of our laziness, we miss our ibadat also. Small little pretext of shopping, etc., we will miss our jamaat also. So we must focus on the ibadat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. According to other ulama, it means to repent to Allah ta'ala. That at all times a person, meaning focused, means to repent. Because insan is always faulty, doing wrong. He is prone to do wrong all the time. And we are unfortunately such that though we made our namaz now, but how much of wrong didn't we do in our namaz also? Our no concentration, where and where our minds were, etc. So it means that we should be making tawbah istighfar all the time. This hadith contains another of the comprehensive du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And each dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is proof that he is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. If we study the dua, really it is beyond a human to be supplicating and making dua. It is only by Allah's brother, and it is proof that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had a close contact with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It reveals that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's supreme degree of faith and conviction in Allah Ta'ala. That is very, very important, the faith to have iman. And iman has nothing to do with logic, nothing to do with experience. Iman is that a person just believes in Allah. Of complete convincing belief in Allah Ta'ala and conviction in Allah Ta'ala. No doubt the people of this world will call, like the munafiqeen used to say with regard to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, anu'minu kama amana sufaha. Must we bring iman like the stupid people? Iman is that you just turn to Allah. People of dunya and who are engrossed in dunya, the luxury of this dunya, the filth and dirt of this dunya, they will think that you are stupid and you are backwards, you are living in the stone age. Whatever else they might say, let them say. But iman is that you have your full conviction in Allah Ta'ala. and you trust fully in Allah Ta'ala. So there are great teachings in this hadith and in this dua. If we can, we should try and learn this dua and make this dua also with this understanding, and that Allah blesses us with those realities. وَأَخِرُ دَوَانَا لِلْحَدِيثِ